Hey everybody, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to Medicare Agent IQ. This is your host, Raul Gonzalez.
And I am Oscar Ibieta. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. I want to tell you guys just a little bit about who we are, why we do this podcast. So again, I'm Raul Gonzalez. I started FMO called TMS, or here in San Antonio, Texas, we do business as Texas Medicare Solutions. But I started TMS as a way to help agents to be successful in Medicare. And the backstory on that, I used to work for Humana for about 6 years. And after I left, I was looking for an agency. I was like, oh man, like I didn't really know what I could find. And I was just looking for something and I couldn't put my finger on it. And so really wasn't able to find what I was looking for and decided to turn TMS into everything that a new agent would hope for. And really that's kind of the backstory. Right now we have about 225 agents throughout Texas, and really just our goal is educating and helping agents to be successful. And so we actually have a podcast that we've done that was really exclusive for our agents. And we decided, what if we just open it up and really with no expectation, just to help agents out there? We know that it can be tough to sell Medicare plans. And so really our goal is to help people in just to be successful in this business. And that's really where our hearts are on this. So today, what we're going to be discussing is how can we differentiate ourselves in a market where there's so many Medicare agents. And so like here in San Antonio, there's about 1,400 active Medicare agents throughout San Antonio. And there's other markets like down in the Rio Grande Valley. And again, I'm talking mostly Texas here, but this applies in many markets. But down in the Rio Grande Valley, there might be, I think there's like 850 agents, but there's half the amount of people that are here in San Antonio. So what that tells you is it's super, super saturated with agents. But the reason is because it's a really good business, but how do you do it? How do you become successful? How do you differentiate yourself when there's so many people that are out there doing what you do? And so we've got a lot of really good ways to do that. One of the first one that I'm thinking of is not to come off too salesy. And what I mean is we want to be authentic. You want to be a person that you would want to buy from, right? There's a joke that Oscar and I have where we're talking about buying a car from a used car salesperson, right? And just kind of like having a bad experience. And we've kind of gone back and forth because one day he recommended a car salesman to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is so salesy and just like really like just doing everything he could to get the sale. But my thought here and kind of the way that even from day one that I would help Oscar when he was brand new 10 years ago is I would tell them like, hey, don't come off as salesy. Just what we're here to do is to provide a service, really to help people out, to educate them, to give them as much information as they need to be successful. And when you do that, it really works, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Right. Don't be salesy, be authentic.
Yeah.
With what you do. And I learned that pretty quickly. Thanks to you. I learned it pretty quickly early on. And I'm glad I did because, you know, when you think about the experiences that you've had in buying a car, it's not fun, right? Nobody, I don't know many people. I don't know that I've ever met anybody who's enjoyed the experience of buying a car.
Hate it.
Just because of the process and how it all works, right? So when we're out there at the end of the day, we're salespeople, right? And that's what we're doing. But when we talk to agents, we tell them, look, you're not out there selling. You're out there educating. You're an advocate and you're a resource. And our job is just to educate people and make sure that they understand what their options are. They understand how the plans work and really just helping them make a decision as to which plan is going to be the right plan for them. And so question is, how do you do that, right? And we dive into that and we break it down on how that process works. But today is mostly about when all these other agents are out there and we're essentially offering the same service, how do I stand out from them, right? And I think one of the most important things that we'll teach agents is you gotta have some product knowledge to begin with, right? You have to know the product that, and I don't necessarily mean know every single product that's out there, because here in the San Antonio market, there are over 85, maybe more Medicare Advantage plan options. So we're not sitting here and telling you, you've got to know all these plan benefits and all the options and how they work. You just got to know which plans are the, you know, the, for lack of a better term, which plans are the heavy hitters out there, right? And you got to become familiar with them and really just know the strengths and weaknesses of these plans, so that when you're out there having conversations with people, you're able to talk through and find out what the pain points are for individuals, what it is that they like about their plan, what they don't like. But without the knowledge, you're really not able to have a conversation that's going to flow with them. But even deeper than that, right, having product knowledge, certain areas of different markets are going to be different from one another, right? So you want to kind of zone in and know the audience that you're working with, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that one of the real important parts, and we've kind of discussed this is point number two, is we want to specialize in a specific product. And what that means is it's not just to choose, okay, well, I only choose this one plan. Again, I came from Humana, right? I worked for a carrier and that was all I had to sell. So I knew that product better than anyone, right? I knew every part of it, how to use it. But that's not what I'm asking people to do. But we do want to maybe pick like a lead product that, all right, we're going to know every single part of how this product works, and then maybe a good second product, and then a strong third. But what I'm probably doing is knowing less and less about each product, yeah. Right? But of course, I still have enough information to be able to present these plan options. But you kind of want to go in with the lead product. A lot of times that helps when, and we'll talk about this, when you have a physician's group or someone or a doctor that you're partnering with, well, obviously it would be the plan that they accept, right? So here in San Antonio, the lead Medicare Advantage product in San Antonio is United Healthcare by a long shot. They're number one, and you know, I really probably butcher the numbers by doing the math on how much they do, but I think I want to say that they have like 55% of all, yeah, the business in this market. And with how many carriers are there? Like 14?
13 or 15 now, I think.
Okay. Like, yeah. 15, yeah, carriers, and they're over 50%. That's saying a lot, right? They, yeah, have the bulk of the business. So our agents, we want to make sure that they know that product very well. There's a reason that it's selling. I think a lot of it is driven by provider groups. A lot of it is driven really by, at this point, agent comfort and knowing the, yeah, product pretty well. But I think that the provider groups do drive a lot of that. You know, the largest provider group in town also takes, our largest two also, yeah, take United Healthcare. And so that probably plays a very large role on why they are so popular. But you got to know that product. You got to know, yeah, it very well. And then what's the other reason? Well, if you come across someone with that plan, you want to be able to talk about, okay, well, this other plan here, my second option, does actually have it does actually have a way that it competes against that lead product, right? So you definitely want to, I think more than even specializing in a product, is you want to be a subject matter expert for these clients. You want to make sure that you're able to be kind of a one-stop shop, and hey, I know the answer to these questions. And I guess more importantly is I know how to get it if I don't,
right?
Because I think that, you know, for me, it's always been when I talk to somebody and ask them a question, like, one, I don't want the answer to be I don't know. So I'm hoping you know it. But if you don't know it, then I'm hoping what your answer is, you know what, let me double check on that. This is how I understand it, but let me double check on it, because that's the way that I understood it. But let me just double check
and follow through on that.
Yeah,
right? Make sure you follow through. Because, yeah, if you don't, right, we're talking about how do I separate myself from other agents that are out there. Make sure that you follow up and that you follow through. Come back and reach out to them. Hey, I know when I met with you, I didn't have the answer to this particular question, but I did a little bit of research, and here's the answer.
Right,
and that's not a huge gesture. It's not, but to them, that can go a long way, right? And it's going to lead to retention and referrals, right? Those are that, and that's, those are the two main pieces of why people, you know, retention specifically, right? But how do you get more business? It's through referrals.
Yeah.
That's the main piece on how. You talked about United Healthcare. Again, we're talking about here, the San Antonio market, whatever market that you're in, learn who the lead carriers are in that market. Cause here we've got 13, it might be 15 different carriers. United Healthcare has got more than half the market, 54, 55% of the market. Who's number two? It's Humana. And they've got about 20% of the market, might be a little bit more. So between the two of them, they've got 75, almost 80% of the market. So what that means is the remaining 20% of the market is shared by the remaining 11 or 12 or 13 carriers. So you don't need to be, you don't need to be an expert at all 15 carriers. Right. You just got to know, like Raul said, like you were saying, have those lead products, and but have a strong number two and have a strong number three, and be able to have those conversations with people so that you can be that one-stop shop for these individuals when you're sitting down at the kitchen table and having these conversations with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you can do that and really know their products, now don't get me wrong, especially like now, there's ways most FMOs, if you're with an FMO right now, most likely you have an online enrollment platform. We use Sunfire and Sunfire Matrix, I believe it's called, and that's what we use. And we have ways to get as much information about those plans as we need to help with the backup plans, right? And we'll call them backup plans. So imagine a situation where you start looking up people's medications and there's only one plan that covers all of these in preferred tiers, right? And it's not one of your main plans. You still got to know how to sell that, right? So the way to do that is by using an enrollment tool like that, or it gives you multiple plans side by side. You can tell them, hey, look, this is what it is. So you may not know it as well as you know the other, but using a tool like that will help you, because you do want to be able to sell those other plans, even though they're not going to come up as much, or, you know.
That's a good point. And that's a big fear that I think agents have and that they need to learn to overcome is, I have all these contracts with all these different carriers, or maybe you're doing other lines of business too, where you're already responsible for being familiar with other platforms. That tool is nice, right? To have that Sunfire tool where you can just plug in medications, you can plug in doctors, and it basically does the majority of the work, at least all the heavy lifting for you. And it's like, okay, it looks like the winner for this particular individual is XYZ company that I don't do a whole lot of business with. I'm not familiar with how to get to their enrollment platform and how to actually enroll this person. That's why having that Sunfire platform where it's the same enrollment process for all the carriers that you're contracted with, whether you're writing business with United Healthcare or with Humana or with Aetna, it flows exactly the same. So if you're having to do an enrollment for company XYZ that you don't do a lot of business with, guess what? You have that tool where it just does, where the enrollment platform, the enrollment process is going to be the same the whole way through. Yeah. One less problem.
Yeah. And I think there's, like, nowadays, most of the major, you know, major Medicare FMOs, the major national marketing organizations do have some sort of enrollment platform like that. Yeah. I think we used to, I can't remember what it was called, but we used to use a different one when we were with another one. So everyone has one. And then, and honestly, if you don't have that, one, maybe consider finding an upline that does have an enrollment option like that. But the other option would be going to Medicare.gov, right? And just doing a plan comparison that way, I think makes a lot of sense. It's just another way for you to kind of figure out what plan option makes the most sense. So step number three would be to focus on superior customer service. I think that's a huge one that a lot of agents don't really understand. Right.
Yeah.
They just don't understand what the value is. You mentioned earlier, like, if you can follow up with someone, just the value in that. There's so much that happens at every opportunity that you get to talk with your client on the phone is an opportunity to, one, to not have to enroll another client next year, right? Because you have those renewals coming in. I mean, that's why we're in this business, right? Is the renewals. Yep. People so many times forget that. I talk to agents all the time. Oh, it just generates too much customer service. Yeah, but that customer service is why you're earning those renewals, right? It's what keeps you in the game. It's why we're all in this business in the first place. And so every opportunity that I get to talk to one of my clients, I look at as an opportunity just to that I'm keeping them, but even more importantly, like to get a referral, right? Because I would tell people, and especially this is one more when I was doing obviously a lot more selling when I worked at Humana. When I left, I had 1,100 clients, which in five and a half years is a pretty large amount. But I wasn't really like a top producer, but I had a lot of clients. What does that tell you? That I was keeping my clients because of the customer service that I would offer. And I would promise, hey, I'll get back to you. Initially, I was like, I'll get back to you by the end of the day. And it really turned into 24 hours. And the reason that it had to turn into 24 hours is because I did start getting bombarded with customer service calls. And I would tell people, hey, make me your first call. And so if you can say, make me your first call and actually follow through and call back, what I would tell them is, look, make me your first call. And I'm going to be real honest with you, because of the Privacy Act and because I don't have access to your system, it's not like your auto insurance. I can't do everything for you. So there's going to be times when I have to tell you, why don't you go ahead and call this 800 number, but at least one, you know, I'm going to give you the right 800 number, right? I'm not going to give you the wrong one. And if for some reason it doesn't work out, then give me a call back. And I probably have some connections that I might be able to call on and get your situation handled. But this one is going to have to go directly to the 800 number.
But what are you doing there? You're solving their problem, even though you're not the person who's specifically handling the situation. You're at least pointing them in the right direction, and you're navigating them to that. But I want to, before you move on, sorry, I know I want to talk a little bit more about customer service, right? So we're in this business for the renewals, right? Nobody gets into the Medicare business for the upfront commissions. We all know that, right? You could sell a life insurance policy and make a lot more money that way. But with Medicare, we're in it for the residuals. And how do you get to earning your residuals? It's through retention. How do you keep your retention high? By delivering superior customer service. Now, I do want to say that, I have some friends who are in the PNC industry, and I know that the customer service for them is much more demanding. And what I mean by that is they're having to collect that monthly payment. And if the payment doesn't go through, then they have to reach out to them and get that payment, or if their card needs to be updated, or they even help file claims. In Medicare, the majority of the plans that are out there don't have a premium. But even if there is, it's usually deducted right out of their Social Security check. Right. So you're not having to worry about collecting premiums, or when it comes to claims, that's done by the doctor's offices. So that's not the type of customer service that we're talking about. And so for those who are listening, if you're thinking, gosh, well, Raul's talking about there's a lot of customer service when it comes to Medicare, it's really not super high maintenance. There is customer service, but for the most part, it's pretty low maintenance. The phone calls that you're getting are, hey, I got this letter. I don't understand what it means. Can you explain what this letter means? Hey, I misplaced my card. How can I go about finding getting a new card?
Some carriers actually let us order them now, but it's not a lot. I mean, some of them, you still have to make that phone call. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the customer has to do it themselves. So when I talk about there's a lot of customer service, what I'm actually referring to is just that your phone is constantly ringing, because I'm telling people, make me your first call. Yeah. So you got 1,100 people who are making you their first call, but there's a lot of things that you can handle. Hey, you know, Oscar, you mentioned that this plan had a gym membership. Where can I go to the gym? Oh yeah, let me just look it up real quick. And so you just save them having to wait maybe 30 minutes with the carrier on customer service. You're able to just go to the website, I guess, silversneakers.com, look up gyms close to them. So there's things like that. Or hey, you mentioned that this plan has transportation and I don't know how to utilize that. Would you help me with that? Well, yeah, let me go ahead and help you with that. And so that's what I'm referring to. So it's actually much easier. But again, so I have some agents that I'll talk to, or like I'm just being bombarded with phone calls. And so sometimes those agents, what they're doing is they're kind of trying to call customer service for the client. And that's not what I'm suggesting. Like there's times, if you have the time, sure, you can make the call with them. But I always will go back to, do you remember I told you at the beginning, I want to be your first call, but there'll be times where you'll have to call the 800 number. This is one of those times, but here's what I want you to do. And then I'll tell them to call because I talk to agents all the time and they're like, yeah, you know, you told me to do this customer service, but man, I'm swamped. I'm like, well, you should never feel swamped. And it's just by making sure it's just like anything else. You delegate, right?
Right.
That's the job of the 800 number. The stuff that I am able to help with is silver sneakers. It's the gym membership.
Ordering the card.
Yeah, ordering ID cards. Those are things I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're having an issue because a claim's not covered, that's not my job. That's never what you would tell a client, but it's truly right. Not my role. It is my role is to help with these other things. Let's go ahead and get you on the line with that customer service to help you to do that. And so that's really what it comes down to. So yeah, delivering on excellent customer service is what will differentiate you. I've got people, it'd be so hard to believe, people that I literally enrolled probably in 2008, 2009, that still call me as their first call. And here we are, what is it, 23?
Yeah.
And there's people that will still call me. I'm their first call and I'm okay with it. And I still take those, you know, they're less and less now. It's not the same as when I first left Humana. I don't have nearly as many clients personally anymore because I don't ride as much. But when I was, there was so many things that I would do. And again, it's that superior customer service that also gets you the referrals. At the end of every call, I would ask, hey, you know, did I help you pretty good today? Yeah, you know, hey, who else do you know that I can help? Who else do you know that I might be able to help with Medicare? And they'll start thinking about that. Yeah, you really do deliver good customer service. I do want to refer you to people. Sure. I know it might have been you who says things like, you know, this is the way I make my living. So if you know anyone that I might be able to help, I'd really appreciate that you sending them over to me. I think that's a fair way to say it. I personally didn't say that. It usually, it's, for me, is kind of implied. Like, you know, I'm super happy to help you. Would you do me a favor? Who else do you know who I can help with Medicare? Oh, I don't know anyone. Okay, well, here's what's going to happen. Wouldn't surprise me if 2 days from now you're at the doctor's office and somebody mentions that, oh gosh, my insurance is awful. And you overhear him say that, say, hey, look, I have a guy who's really great and he's always there for me. Yeah, would you do that for me if you do run into that person there? Oh yeah, of course. But what you're doing is you're planting seed. So when they're on the phone and they realize that their sister or their cousin is turning 65, you gotta call my agent. He's great. You gotta call my agent. And I would tell clients, my hope and my goal here is that if somebody asks you what insurance that you have, you wouldn't just say it's Humana. My goal is it's Humana. It's great. But what makes it even better is you got to call my agent. He's there for me all the time. It's like having my own customer service agent. And those are the kind of things that I'll drop out there that would get me those referrals.
It's being able to solve people's problems or helping them solve their problems. But that's your low hanging fruit, right? I feel like what's that saying? It's more expensive to acquire a new customer than it is to keep your current customers. So you're solving two problems by doing that, by servicing your clients. Is they're going to remain loyal to you, but you're able to generate referrals from it because they're going to think of you. But just remind them and plant that seed, right? And just let them know, hey, is there anybody else that you can think of that I can help with their Medicare?
Yeah.
And they're going to refer people to you. So it's delivering that superior customer service so that they stay with you and that you get the retention that's going to lead to your residuals. But it's also going to lead to referrals. And that's the big part of it, right? Is we get caught up spinning our wheels and trying to get that next sale and trying to find it. But don't forget to take the time to service your customers because that's going to lead to referrals as well.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You're getting three or four new sales, but you got two going out the back door because you're not doing a great job. Then what was the point of that? All right.
Yeah.
You didn't gain anything when you're losing them.
Right.
And so you've got to stay on top of that. So there's so many benefits of offering excellent customer service to your clients.
You don't want to have that hit and run mentality when you're out there making sales, just make a sale and on to the next one. And then you never communicate with that individual again.
Even worse, that reputation.
Right.
Right. Because who's going to refer you to somebody if they're like, yeah. And I would hear it all the time out in the field. Yeah. I don't even know who enrolled me. They enrolled me and never heard from them again.
Signed me up. Yeah. And I tried calling him. He never answered.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so I would even take it to the next level. When I was at Humana, they would recommend 30, 60, 90 day calls.
Yeah.
So you'd call after 30 days, call after 60 days, call after 90. It make a lot of sense.
As an agent, when you're out in the field, don't you love running into those people though?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I never hear from my agent. It's like,
yeah.
Well,
no loyalty, you know, there. Yeah.
I'm here to save the day, yeah, basically, because they have no loyalty to that agent. But guess what? You're here to help them with their insurance, and now you're promising customer service, and yeah, now they're gonna be loyal to you.
It is my favorite, right? Because okay, so now you've seen what bad service looks like. Now right. I'm about to show you some great service,
yeah.
And so now we're now I really got a loyal customer.
You're standing
like, I
wouldn't
lose this guy now, right? You know, every once in a while it still happens, because I'll talk to an agent like, man, I did everything for him, and they still signed up with someone yeah. else. Those types of things happen, and the reason that it ends up happening is a lot of times there's people who are really good salespeople. We'll get out there and sell them, but for the most part, this works, you know. So next one, and it's a short one. It's continuous learning and improvement. I think that there's so many agents that don't continue to get better. So listening to a podcast like this, right? Spending your time getting to know what works, what doesn't. People have already done this before you. There's nothing that we're going to offer. And it's kind of the reason we decided to do this podcast in a public way instead. There's nothing that anyone does that is groundbreaking anymore. We're all kind of doing the same things. The successful agents are all kind of doing the same things. But this is why we're having this conversation today, is how do you differentiate yourself within that? So one of those things, again, is just continuing learning, improving. There's videos online that you can watch. There's all kinds of things. I would spend some time reading through the evidence of coverage of the main coverages that you work, the main plans that you work with, because when you do that, you're able to really become that expert that you say that you are, right? Yeah. And look, I'm an expert on these plans.
Continuous learning. I mean, other parts of that, right? I feel like some of the things that agents will do there, we have those trainings where we're doing a Medicare 101. That's usually it's designed for those newer agents that are coming into the business. But then you have those agents who have been doing this for a little while that still want to come back and do that, mm-hmm, because they just want to refresh, right? And they just want to, the repetition.
Yeah.
Right? Just because you hear it once doesn't mean that you're good and that you've learned it. You got to do things over and over. I'm a sports guy. I grew up playing baseball. And so my thing, the example I always use is going to batting practice, and I got to keep going to batting practice so that I can still be a good baseball player, right? It's not just going to batting practice once a week and saying I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I need to keep showing up every single time and just improving, you know, sharpening your tools, whatever it may be. If there's something that you're struggling with or something that you keep running out in the field that you're like, man, I keep getting this question quite a bit. Maybe I should brush up on this, or maybe I should do a little bit more research on this. All the programs that offer extra help, which are the big things that people see on TV now. It's getting, you know, the money back into your Social Security check. Yes, there are plans that offer money back into the Social Security check. I think a lot of the commercials are promoting, at least here in Texas, it's called the Medicare Savings Program. It varies by state, but there are programs that offer help to individuals to get that Medicare Part B premium paid for. What is that program? How does it even work? Get familiar with that. Understand how that Medicare Savings Program works, so that when you're out there having conversations with people and they ask you, hey, what's this thing that I keep seeing about getting money back into my Social Security check? You're actually able to educate them and help them understand, hey, this is what that program is. Let's see if we can get you qualified for that. And if they do qualify, then learn how to actually submit that application to the state. These are all these are services that we offer that we don't get paid for as an agent, but it's going to lead to a sale where you are going to get paid.
Yeah. We don't get paid for, but pays off.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. I would say also there's a lot of books that you can read just on selling. Like, again, I think that one of the best things that you can do as a salesperson is to be really good at sales, but never come off like you're selling. Because really, like in this business, especially as an independent agent who represents several carriers, my goal is not to put food on the table, right? There's a book called, you know, Finding Your Why, and it's a really good book. That might not be the actual name, but it's about what your why is. Why do you do this thing? And it's not to make money.
Start with why.
Right. Start with why. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. Simon Sinek, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. So, and I think we both read that at the same time, so that's helpful. But he talks about why do we do this? And it's not just to make money. And that's not why we're in this business, right? We can literally help people. And because of that, because you're helping people, you can make a good living when you do that. So I think kind of keeping that authenticity, but reading books that will help you to do that, right? So I can know how to sell, I can know how to position things, know how to do things. So reading a lot of books, I like books from Zig Ziglar and some old books. How to Win Friends and Influence People is a book that changed my life. And it changed the trajectory of my career. And so books like that, I think, are very important. I think that becoming a well-rounded individual will also help your Medicare sales. So just keep those things in mind as well.
And they're all things that you can apply to your life.
Yeah.
Right? That's the best part, is these are things that you can do to become a better person and a better individual. And that's going to lead to you performing better at your job.
Yeah.
So whatever field you're in, I know we're talking to Medicare agents right now, but a lot of the things that we talk about and that we teach are things that you can not only apply to work, but you can apply these things to your everyday life. And I just want to add one more thing, is it's a genuine service that we're offering, right? We're not, again, we never want to come off as a salesperson, but in sharpening all these tools, all of your skills, you're not going to come off salesy one bit, because everything, the conversations that you're having with people is all genuine, and we're dealing with people who have Medicare and they're using their insurance every single day, but there's so much confusion about it. I mean, agents have questions. Agents who are licensed, agents who are certified, who have passed tests to sell these products still have questions. Imagine how the Medicare eligibles feel, being, you know, that you turn 65, you get Medicare, here you go. Then go, good luck figuring it out, is almost how it feels.
Right.
But it's nice to know that they can come to me, the subject matter expert, and I can help them solve their problems and answer any questions, really educate them and help them make the right decision.
You gotta come in as like a knight in shining armor, yeah. Right? Like, I'm here and I'm gonna help you. So yeah, and I think that's, if you go in with that heart, if you go in and you truly treat people that way, like, I'm just here to help you, I'm just here to kind of provide a service, and thankfully I get paid to do that. So obviously in Medicare, it's not like, this is not a nonprofit. So we make that really clear, right? But because of the fact that we are here, we're getting paid to help people. And when we have that heart, everything just really works out well. So, hey, everybody, we're going to keep our show at 30 minutes and really just give you an opportunity now to kind of think about these things. And so we'll be here every week delivering content to help you be more successful in Medicare. So thanks, everybody.